First of all, thank you for the introduction, and it's such an honor and privilege to be among most of the human rights defenders. And I believe we all believe in a human right, so, and we believe that everyone has a right, whether you are a migrant, refugee, or even like you are, you know, a vulnerable people in general, they call them. We all do have a rights. I mean, personally, you resume it perfectly. I remember like on my turning 17 years old upon my arrival in Australia, I mean, I grew up in a family that actually we believe in politics. And I learned from the early age to be as a very vocal and advocate, you know, someone who speak about the, you know, about politics, but I have zero knowledge about human rights. Human rights wasn't my field at all. And first time, I mean, when I forced to get, you know, to flee my country on early age, by the time I got to Australia, and when they sent me to the detention, that was the first time I have come to have a knowledge with the human right. I just want to know that, do I have a right as a human in detention center, as a migrant, as a refugee? And it was a very hectic moment that where we know that the voice of migrant refugees, it has actually created a conundrum where people think of them that they are actually not, you know, they are not a human. They are half human. So that was actually one of the situations that actually pushed me to kind of like learn about human rights and use my voice as a way to expose the, I mean, not only the Australian government, also to try and send strong message. I mean, partially to my friend within the detention center to try to, I mean, motivate them to stay alive and to carry on the fight.